Dear Serena, you were born on the coldest day of the coldest month in the coldest year in the history of Los Alamos County. When your mother and I packed up our winter coats the day we left Columbus, we never expected to need them again. We had no idea. Schools were shut down. Snow days without snow. The streets were a sheet of ice. We skidded our way to the hospital to invite you into the world. And there you were, dreaming your way through everything. A set of lungs, they told us, were heard several floors down. A nurse was sure you were crying in the room right next to him. But you were beautiful. We were going to name you Laura, after my grandmother, but when we heard that voice that broke the air like a rock through the surface of a frozen lake, once we heard that voice, we named you Serena, after the beautiful sirens whose songs led men to their deaths. And you were beautiful. I don't expect you to remember this because you were just a baby, but something deep inside me thinks you might, because you stopped crying when I said it. A promise. I said that I would always be here to protect you. I would always be here by your side. You wouldn't have to walk down any road I hadn't walked first. I don't know where I found them, but the words came to me like a prayer, like a hymn. There was something holy about it. I thought it was one of those things that every father told every child the day they were born. Something deeply personal and spiritual that we all do. But it wasn't. It was something else. It was an oath. We didn't notice that winter that your windows were always covered in ice. Icicles dripped down from a roof above them to the ground. It was our first winter in Los Alamos. How were we supposed to know? A record cold winter led to a record cold spring, at least in our neighborhood. We would wake up to frozen toilet water and a thin layer of frost on our mirrors. It wasn't until my mother came to visit that we noticed you were never cold. When spring turned to summer without the ice thawing from our lawn, we knew. I know you probably don't want to hear this because it's been so long. I know you probably think I deserted you, like I went out for a pack of cigarettes and never came back. But I left to find a cure. I asked around anywhere I could. Maybe this wasn't normal to us, but maybe something. Maybe someone had an idea. There are places where winter never leaves. I'm sure you know this, like the glaciers at the top of Mount Kilimanjaro in the heart of Africa. Winter lives there forever, timeless, untouched. I now live in one of those places, with the goddess of winter. If you drive north toward Raton near Capulin and close your eyes, you'll see it. A mountain so tall that you can see the rest of the world from its peak. She sits atop it and looks across at her sisters. Spring, summer, and autumn. She won't let me leave. She keeps me in a world as slow as the falling snow. Quieter than silence. She says, you belong to her, and because I have sworn an oath, I belong to her too. I know it feels like I abandon you, but I am here. Waiting, as the world grows around me and you grow up within it. I'm guessing the next time we meet, we will almost be the same age. I will always be here to protect you. I will always be by your side. I will always be walking the road before you. I am waiting. Love, your father, Lewis Sterling.
El Campo Santo was recorded in the shadow of the Sandia Mountains and in the heart of Albuquerque, New Mexico. We're a production of Blackout Theater Company made possible with a generous grant from the City of Albuquerque's Cultural Affairs. If you're interested in learning more about Blackout Theater Company, check out our website at blackouttheater.com.